Welcome to this edition of Kids Church Podcast with your host, Pastor Shane. Today's story is from the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter.
Hello?
Ah, si, senor. Casa Elnor Luke. Si. Español and Inglés. Port Anto, Los Que Emilio Estevez. Vivo un Jay Leno, La Casa Para Hombre Cantado.
What are you babbling about, Luke? What are you saying?
Lisa, I'm on the phone. Mi as heco hasta la vista. Sayonara. Oh, hi there, Lisa. I was talking to a friend of mine. In Spanish.
Spanish? I thought everyone spoke English. What's this world coming to?
Not everyone speaks English, Lisa.
Well, if you ask me, I think everyone should talk just like me.
Well, God doesn't think so. In fact, he is the reason why we have so many languages in the world.
What on earth was God thinking?
Didn't you ever hear about the power of Babylon?
The power of what?
You know, the story in the Bible where God gave the people of Babylon superpowers.
Guten Tag. Das Vidanya. Konnichiwa.
Hi, Pastor Shane. What on earth are you talking about? You are starting to sound like Luke.
Bonjour, Lisa. Buenos dias, Luke. I couldn't help but overhear your conversation.
I think your talker is broken or something.
Can you tell Lisa the story about the superpower of Babylon?
Sure, Luke. But it's actually called the Tower of Babel. That's when God confused the language of the people.
What does that have to do with getting superpowers?
Actually, you're now getting me a bit confused. Anyways, let me tell you the story, and maybe that will clear everything up for you. After Noah and the flood, everyone back then spoke the same language. One word meant hello, and one word meant mom, and one word meant dad. Everyone could understand what each other was saying. Then one day the people said, "If we work together, we can do anything. Let's build a super tall tower, a tower so tall it will go all the way up to heaven."
I sure hope they put an elevator in that thing.
They didn't have elevators back then, Lisa. But the people kept on building it taller and taller, and then began to brag about how good they were. But God did not like the way they were acting. It was as if they no longer needed God. So God mixed up their language, and when they tried to talk to each other, it just sounded like babble, and everyone was confused.
Just like you, huh, Pastor Shane?
Well, sometimes. But now the people were confused and couldn't understand each other. Then God scattered people all over the earth. They had to stop building the tower because they couldn't work together. From then on, the tower was called Babel. And their tower, just like their plans, crumbled to the ground.
So that is why we have so many languages in the world?
Yep, that's right, Lisa. They were no longer able to work together to build the tower. And from then on, people would have to look and trust in God and not themselves.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. But there's one thing I still don't understand.
What's that, Luke?
If no one can understand each other because everyone spoke a different language, and how would anyone ever know about Jesus and how much God loves us?
That's a great question, Luke. In fact, it all started on Pentecost when God sent the Holy Spirit so all those who spoke different languages could hear about our Lord and Savior Jesus in their own language and then understand it.
So the Holy Spirit was kind of like a universal translator, like on Star Trek.
Something like that. But since then, the Bible has been translated into over 2,000 different languages.
I still think it would be easier if everyone talked just like me.
And then we would be right back to where we started. And you would begin to brag about how everyone talks just like you. And then you would look to yourself rather than looking to God. Besides, Lisa, not everyone wants to talk like they have helium breath.
That is kind of the whole point of the story. That we should not brag about ourselves, but rather brag about God and how much He has done for us and how much He loves us.
And love is universal, no matter what language you speak.
Thanks, Pastor Shane.
You too can draw a tall tower with paper and crayons, or even build one with blocks or Legos, and then tell everyone, "Hey, look at what I made." But before you do that, wiggle your fingers and toes. Then smile really big and tell everyone, "Hey, look at what God made. God made me." And I can guarantee you, you are more amazing than anything built by human hands. Until next time, may God bless you. And thank you for listening to the Kids Church Podcast.